And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade. So, you know, last night a neighbor told me all about the grand Halloween party she's planning for her youngsters. Boy, they're going to have fun. You know what the big hit of the evening's going to be? A cake. Now, not just an ordinary cake, mind you. This will be a real Halloween cake. It's a luscious, big chocolate cake with a fluffy, fresh orange icing. Mmm, don't you think your family will go for a cake like that? Well, look, I'll tell you what you do. Make that cake just the way I've described it, but make one change in your recipe. Use new Sure Mix Crisco. Why, when you take your Sure Mix Crisco cake out of the oven, you'll think the Halloween spirits have gotten into it. It'll be a higher cake, a lighter cake, and a tenderer cake than you ever made before. And say, it'll be such a grand eating cake, you'd better hide it until time for serving. Else the goblins will get it if you don't watch out. Now, you're probably saying, well, how can Crisco make such a difference? Well, here's how. New Sure Mix Crisco is the result of the greatest shortening discovery in 29 years. It's different. It even acts differently from any other household shortening we've ever seen. And when we say it acts differently, we mean that Sure Mix Crisco blends so thoroughly, so completely with your other ingredients, you'll get an entirely new type of cake batter. And as our baking tests prove, this new Sure Mix Crisco cake batter gives you higher cakes, lighter cakes, and tenderer cakes than you get with any other shortening you can buy. Now, is it any wonder that so many famous cooks are changing to new Sure Mix Crisco? Why, just recently, Mrs. Ella C. Cowan of New York, whose fine American cooking was served to the King and Queen of England, said,
"New Sure Mix Crisco gave me the biggest thrill I ever had. No other shortening I ever bought gave me such high, light, tender cakes."
So, ladies, don't you think it's about time for you to find out what a really good cake baker you are? Change to new Sure Mix Crisco today. Well, sir, it's early evening as our scene opens now, and here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Vic is established at the library table, playing himself a sluggish game of solitaire. Sade occupies her husband's easy chair and listlessly turns the pages of the newspaper. But now she glances up and remarks,
"You making that noise?"
"No. You are, ain't you?"
"No."
"I thought it was your chair creaking."
"Uh-uh."
"Perhaps you have mice."
"We have not. Been no mice in this house since the week we moved in."
"Maybe murderous marauders are skulking nearby, waiting to plunder and kill."
"Maybe so. Was kind of an odd little noise. Like springs when you get in bed."
"I bet it's the Davenport springs."
"How could they make a noise?"
"They're metal. Metal expands and contracts according to the temperature. I can see where Davenport Springs could produce a rustling sound due to contraction or expansion."
"Hmm.
What's new in the paper?"
"Gonna tear up Emerson Street now."
"Huh?"
"City engineers announced today that the portion of Emerson Street between Calhoun and Oak would be..."
"Heard it again?"
"Yeah. And you?"
"Very, very faintly. I bet I'm right. There in the room's cooling off and Davenport Springs are contracting."
"Funny, we never heard it before."
"Maybe the thermometer's taking a very sudden drop."
"Wouldn't we feel it?"
"Inanimate objects feel it first. Anything of metal construction can be dependent upon to register variations of the weather almost immediately.
Mom?
That's why we have steel and copper
Here's
instruments."
"Willie." "And yeah?
How long you been here?"
10-15 minutes.
"Thought you went to call on Mr. and Miss Chestbutter."
"We did. Wasn't anybody home, so we had to come back." "Why?"
"Why?"
"You act like it was the surprise of your life, finding us in our own living room."
"I never expected to find you here. Thought you'd gone to spend the entire evening at Chestbutter's house."
"Well, we didn't." "You standing there with your eyes bugging out reminds me of Miss Wheeler. That's the way she behaves over her trivial little stuff. Did you ever notice that characteristic in Miss Wheeler, Vic?"
"Uh-uh."
"When you tell her trivial little stuff?"
"Uh-uh."
kind of funny. She wants to show nice, polite interest in what a person's saying, see? So she makes faces and waves her hands and everything else.
Mm.
Like when I bumped into her at the Hamiltons last week. We were there in the underwear and naturally stopped to chat a minute. She says, how's Mr. Gook? I says, just fine. Really, she says, and her eyes bugged out a mile. You'd have thought I'd said, Mr. Gook just fell in the Pacific Ocean. No matter what trivial little stuff you tell her, she acts that way. How's your friend Miss Stembottom, she says. Pretty well, I says, except for a slight head cold. Miss Wheeler clutched at her heart, a person had thought she was going to swoon. My goodness, she gasped. My goodness.
Mm.
Funny.
<Yeah.
laughs> It was just her way of showing nice, polite interest. Rush, what's eating you?
Nothing.
Why don't you sit down or something? Stand there staring ahead of you like a horse.
I'll get my book and read.
You got something up your sleeve?
How do you mean?
Behave so funny.
My mind's full of various thoughts.
Hmm.
I'll get my book and read.
Why can't they leave the streets alone a minute? Emerson, they're going to tear up now.
You started to read what the paper stages.
Yeah. City engineers announced today that the portion of Emerson Street between Calhoun and Oak would be...
There's your noise again.
Hey, you suppose we have got mice?
I'm satisfied with my theory.
Lived in this house 7 years and never heard the weather make the Davenport creak before.
What's the discussion?
Didn't you hear a funny sound a minute ago?
No.
Maybe the house is getting old. You take old houses, they give off funny sounds galore. Like the one we lived in there in Dixon when Bess and I were babies. In bed at night, you'd hear howlings and knocks and squeaks.
Well, that wasn't the Davenport.
Hey, let's investigate this.
I'll see what the heck is going on. Huh?
Sit still. Don't move.
What you talking about?
The noise you heard come from outside the window.
Huh?
Smelly Clark is skulking in the front yard.
Why?
Just skulking is all.
What's he skulking about?
He's keeping an eye on my movements.
He's peeking in here at us?
I suppose you could call it that. Smelly is watching me like a hawk.
Rush, what is this?
Nothing that amounts to anything. Smelly
is... Has he been outside the window ever since we've been home?
I imagine so.
Well, tell him to go away.
I better...
Go on, tell him to go away. Gives me the willies idea of somebody watching me.
Maybe he has gone away.
Well, go make sure. Glad I didn't happen to glance at the window and see him lurking in the darkness. I'd have hit the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Scoot. Tell him we don't want people hanging around our yard at night.
Okay.
Tell him he's liable to get shot at. Good many citizens put a bullet in a prowler and ask questions afterward.
Okay.
I got a case of goosebumps there. Darn noise sounded like it was right here in the room. No, but that's perfectly true about old houses. They creak and whine and moan to beat the band. Beth and I'd cover our heads with the covers scared stiff sometimes nights in that old place we had there in Dixon. Wind had come yowling down the chimney and loose shingles would clatter and some of the eaves spout and banked. That was in the room.
It sure sounded like it.
Rush!
Wasn't anybody rapping on the window. I was watching the window. And besides...
Rush!
The... Yeah?
What's going on?
Here's some more sounds.
Is that smelly... There it is again.
The first rumblings of an earthquake, maybe. I understand.
I can explain.
Can you?
Please, don't be frightened.
Explain.
I thought you people were going to be absent for the evening. You announced you were going to visit Mr. and Miss Chestbutter. Naturally, I assumed I would have...
Rush, what is that?
I'm explaining. I assumed I would have the house to myself, so...
I want to know what that noise is.
We're not alone.
Not alone?
No, it just so happened...
What do you mean, we're not alone?
I mean... Well... To make a long story short, I took
somebody's
the liberty...
here in the room with us?
Bluetooth Johnson. Bluetooth Johnson.
Under the Davenport?
Bluetooth Johnson.
Answer me.
Yeah.
Bluetooth under the Davenport?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Bluetooth...
How long has he been there?
Ever since... Mom, don't get up. Sit still.
I'll sit still.
Don't change the expression on your face.
What?
Don't change the expression on your face. Smelly Crack's still skulking outside the window.
Rush, look,
listen. Bluetooth owes Smelly 14 cents. Smelly's trying to collect. I told Bluetooth I'd hide him from Smelly. Smelly suspects the truth. He's skulking outside the window. Bluetooth's under the Davenport. I didn't know you people would be home so soon. God, don't change the expression on your face. Smelly's watching every move you make.
I think I'll get...
Talk and laugh like nothing had happened. Well, sir, it's been a fine day. I wish I had $6. Oh, boy, you look fine. How's your friend Joe? Well, sir, by George, I guess I'll go fishing.
Bluetooth.
Don't talk to him, Mom.
Hello, Bluetooth.
Please don't talk to him, Mom. Smelly will catch on.
You underneath the Davenport, Bluetooth?
He won't answer you.
Say, we discovered somebody was under the Davenport and cow pasture hadn't been here to explain. We'd had a scare, eh, kiddo?
Why, they sunk right through the floor. Right through the floor.
I'd have been a trifle disconcerted myself.
Bluetooth.
Please, Mom.
Is it hot under there, Bluetooth?
Smelly will catch on, Mom. He's skulking right outside the window. Talk. Laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Mom, mighty pretty dress you got on. Ha, 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 Gov. I just broke my watch. Ha, ha, Mom. Look out for the snake. Ha, ha, Gov. Lend me $5. Mom, hey, what you gonna do?
Get that boy out from under there.
No.
Bluetooth.
Please.
Crawl out, Bluetooth.
Mom, I gave Bluetooth my solemn promise I'd...
Bluetooth?
Bluetooth declines to respond.
Bluetooth?
Maybe a new element of awesome mystery has come into being. Maybe there's nobody under the Davenport.
Yes, there is. I can see his feet. Bluetooth. You get him, Rush.
You insist?
Yes. I'm not going to sit in my living room with people laying on the floor underneath my Davenport out of sight.
I gave Bluetooth my
solemn... I said get him out.
You absolutely insist?
Yeah.
All right, Bluetooth. The jig is up.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Ladies, look, just the time it takes you to listen to this short announcement about new SureMix Crisco may not only change all your ideas about cake making, but it may be worth a small fortune to you. Now, SureMix Crisco is the result of the greatest shortening discovery in 29 years. And because it acts differently from any other household shortening we know of, we can definitely promise you these three wonderful cake making advantages. Yes, our baking tests prove that your cakes made with new SureMix Crisco will be higher cakes, lighter cakes, and tenderer cakes than you ever made before. So change to new SureMix Crisco today. And say, listen, what you learn about this new improved Crisco may be worth $5,000 cash to you. Tune in tomorrow for full details of Crisco's big slogan contest that's in full swing right now. Remember, there's a top prize of $5,000 cash and 100 second prizes, each $50 cash. Now, don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ralph Edwards speaking.